It's Here and Now, live from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. I feel like the 76ers are the Flyers for day one of the Democratic National Convention, and it's been a doozy. The Republicans started off their week last week with the Never Trump delegates hoping to get some rules changes. You remember that. Well, the Democrats start off with a scandal that it hasn't helped their own split between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton followers. The FBI says it's investigating claims that Russians hacked into embarrassing emails from the Democratic committee that showed a distinct bias for Clinton over Sanders. That's salt in the already open Sanders supporters' wounds.
We are here to say that we do not support Hillary Clinton. We will never support Hillary Clinton.
Never!
The DNC has tainted their party for generations to come. They will be hard-pressed for me to vote for a Democratic in a general election for a long, long time.
Well, Jonathan Tamari is Washington correspondent for the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Inky. Jonathan, what's the talk? What do Democrats do about this? Will it be like the Republican week where each day's scandal faded by the next day?
Well, that's the concern, is that after the rocky week in Cleveland when Republicans were kind of crowing about how badly everything went, that they're kind of that they're kind of getting off on the wrong foot themselves. And I think there's a lot of attention on Bernie Sanders tonight, and can he himself get up and deliver a message that brings some of his supporters back? But this scandal has clearly made that a harder task and really opened these wounds.
Well, our own Peter O'Dowd is out on the streets. We're going to hear, you know, sounds from the streets continuously. But what's the sense of what's going to happen here in Cleveland? I know you were there. You know, they had cleared the jail cells for 1,000 protesters arrested a day. They ultimately, over the whole week, arrested 18, I think. And if you went out, it just was not, it wasn't like even past conventions, never mind what was expected for this one. We had a theory that maybe it was because it's an open carry city, and there were people with assault rifles and other people saying, I don't think I want to be in a crowd with someone with an assault rifle. What's your...
We've heard a little bit about that, and there was so much talk about the potential for violence that I think it did worry people about going there. And in fact, the one protester yesterday told one of my colleagues that he would rather be here where there's not that concern and be here with other Sanders supporters. And I think a big difference, though, as well, is that the protesters on the Democratic side are the kind of grassroots activists, where on the Republican side, the opposition is coming from the elites, less likely the people who are going to take to the streets and more the people who work the back rooms.
Although we saw what protest there was a lot of it was pro-Trump groups that were out protesting their right to carry guns, for instance. Your thoughts? Is the city ready? We know thousands of police have been deployed.
Yeah, I think that's still a work in progress. I think we're all kind of figuring it out. Like Cleveland, the first day of these things is a lot of figuring out the wrinkles. Where can you go? Where can you not go? You know, the city says it's prepared. They were on the big stage last year when the Pope came. But I think that Cleveland actually went very smoothly, partly because those protests didn't materialize like expected. And so I think there's a lot of eyes on, can Philly match that?
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about the race itself. We know Hillary Clinton appointing her VP pick, Tim Kaine, or announcing him this weekend. They showed up on 60 Minutes. Let's listen.
I think I'm ready to lead. I'm ready first to be a supportive vice president so that the presidency of Hillary Clinton is a fantastic one. But if something were to put that in my path, as much as any human being would be ready, I'd be ready. And you got to approach it with humility. But, you know, missionary, civil rights lawyer, local official, state official, federal official, like I've climbed and I haven't missed a rung on the ladder. And if it were to come that way, I could do it.
What's your sense of what the Tim Kaine pick means, especially here in Pennsylvania, which is becoming a state divided?
Yeah, I think when you hear that he mentioned missionary, I think that's important to Hillary Clinton. When she tries, she's got a lot of the traditional liberal constituencies with her already. And I think when you see the appeal that Donald Trump is making, particularly to the kind of blue-collar white men, which makes up a huge piece of the Pennsylvania electorate, that's maybe where Tim Kaine can help. And you see that he's had success in Virginia and another swing state winning election. And I think there's a lot of hope that he can help her in that regard in a state like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, which has in Western Pennsylvania, you know, a lot of people are going more and more red in their,
right,
in their voting. But on the other hand, you were watching Cory Booker, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, quote, closely. He was a prime possibility.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people thought he would be a more progressive pick.
He would have been. And that's why I think, again, that you're looking at Hillary going more for that kind of blue-collar white vote, possibly, and also somebody who can step into the Oval Office maybe with more experience than a lot of the other people, particularly Cory Booker.
Yeah. And Jonathan, we just got a couple seconds here. What happens for Philadelphian this week. It's a city that's just, I mean, the construction, the restaurants, it's showing off.
It is. And look, it's an underrated city, and so it's got its chance on the big stage. And I urge everybody to enjoy the culinary scene here. It's awesome. And so definitely a chance for it to show off and kind of get out of the shadow of New York and Washington like it so often is.
And yet maybe not drive in to see it right now, because it's also one of the busiest corridors anywhere in the world. And here we're having a convention in the middle of it. Jonathan Tamari, Washington correspondent for the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Inky. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.